A powerful sign of maturity. Learning to control our tongue is a sign that we're becoming mature in our thinking process. In the past, we let angry words express our opinion about something that was said or done without giving too much thought to what we were saying. Our reactions may have been caused by pain of a past hurt being exposed through the behaviour of another, or trauma over something that is presently causing us to fear. Instead of seeking help to deal with the hurt or fear, we allowed our minds to dwell on the event until our thinking and behaviour became irrational. The Bible tells us, "All of us do many wrong things, but if you can control your tongue, you are mature and able to control your whole body." From James chapter 3, verse 2. When a plant or tree is transplanted, its ability to mature is totally reliant on it being rooted in the new soil it is planted in. When we come into recovery, we need to be completely removed from our old way of life. Our new life with God in recovery requires that we leave behind everything that would hinder us from becoming the mature person God created us to be. Our old ways of coping with troubling situations need to be totally uprooted and transplanted into the new ways we are learning. From the Bible it says, "Each of you is now a new person. You are becoming more and more like your Creator, and you will understand him better." From Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Our growth into maturity was stunted by our old ways of thinking and behaving. If we allow our old ways to influence the new growth, our ability to grow and mature will be obstructed. We were living in rebellion against God, but now we have been uprooted and transplanted into a new life with God as our Father. The old ways of thinking and behaving must be left behind so we can grow and mature in the new ways we are learning. We read from the Bible, "Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to him." From Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me leave behind all my old ways of thinking and behaving so I can be renewed in my mind by obeying your principles in all my affairs. Amen.